Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rudy Law. Batting second. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The DH, Greg Lozinski. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tom Pachyuk. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ron Kittle. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Vance Law. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jerry Dibzinski. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Julio Cruz. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Richard Dotson. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The right fielder, Pat Sheridan. Batting third. The first baseman, Danny Orge. Batting fourth. The DH, Jorge Horta. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Daryl Motley. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting seventh. The catcher, Don Slott. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Greg Pryor. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Buddy Biancalana. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Charlie Librandt. And now, play ball. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pryor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Greg Lozinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lozinski hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Baines moves to second. Tom Pachyuk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachyuk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dotson can't make a play. That's a base hit. Towards the mound. Dotson picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Dotson. Wilson moves to third. Pat Sheridan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheridan hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Wilson scores. It's 1-0, Royals. Danny Orge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orge hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sheridan moves to second. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Law. Horta reaches second base with a double. Sheridan scores. It's 2-0, Royals. Daryl Motley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motley hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-0, Royals. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White strikes out. Two outs. Don Slott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law hits a fly ball into right field. Sheridan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Dibzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dibzinski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Biancalana scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor bunts towards the mound. Dotson can't make a play. That's a base hit. Buddy Biancalana is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biancalana hits a fly ball into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Sheridan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheridan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sheridan hits a fly ball into left field. Kittle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Cruz reaches second base with a double. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-for-1 in the game. Law hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Cruz scores. It's 4-1, Royals. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisk hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Law moves to second. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Librandt throws to second for one, and Biancalana throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Law scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 4-2, Royals. Greg Lozinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lozinski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lozinski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 2. The Royals will come to bat. Dane Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg is 0-for-1 in the game. Eorg hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Horta strikes out. Two outs. Daryl Motley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Motley hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Baines who is chasing the ball. Motley reaches third base with a triple. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tom Pachyorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pachyorek is 0-for-1 in the game. Pachioruk hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Pachioruk reaches second base with a double. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0 for 1 in the game. Kittle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Pachioruk moves to third. One out. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0 for 1 in the game. Law hits a ball on the ground towards short. Biancalana scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Pachioruk scores. Two outs. It's 4-3, Royals. Jerry Dibzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dibzinski is 0 for 1 in the game. Dibzinski hits a fly ball into left field. Motley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 3. The Royals will come to bat. Don Slott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slott is 0 for 1 in the game. Slott hits a fly ball into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dibzinski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Biancalana is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biancalana is 0 for 1 in the game. Biancalana strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Julio Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Cruz hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Law hits a pop-up towards first. Eorg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fisk hits a pop-up towards short. Biancalana settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 3. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Pat Sheridan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Wilson steals second. Pat Sheridan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheridan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Sheridan takes first base on ball 4. Dane Eorg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eorg is 0 for 2 in the game. Eorg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cruz fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first. Double play. Wilson moves to third. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Horta hits a fly ball into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Greg Lozinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lozinski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lozinski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Biancolana fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Tom Paciorek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paciorek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Paciorek hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 3. The Royals will come to bat. Daryl Motley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motley is 2-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Motley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dibzinski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Slott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slott is 0-for-2 in the game. Slott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Law fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0-for-2 in the game. Kittle hits a pop-up towards first. Eorg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Law hits a ball on the ground towards short. Biancolana scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Dibzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dibzinski is 0-for-2 in the game. Dibzinski hits a fly ball into right field. Sheridan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 3. The Royals will come to bat. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Law fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Biancolana is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biancolana is 0-for-2 in the game. Biancolana takes first base on ball 4. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dibzinski scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Dan Quisenberry now pitching. Jerry Hairston pinch hits for Julio Cruz. John Way then now playing first base. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Law hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Law. The throw from Slott and he is safe. Law steals second. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fisk hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-4, White Sox. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Baines hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Greg Walker pinch hits for Greg Lozinski. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Baines moves to third. Mike Squires pinch hits for Tom Pachyork. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. Mike Squires now playing first base. Scott Fletcher now playing second base. Pat Sheridan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheridan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Sheridan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Squires can't make a play. That's a base hit. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sheridan moves to second. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards third. Law juggles the ball. That's an error on Law. Sheridan moves to third. Daryl Motley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motley is 2-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Motley hits a fly ball into left field. Kittle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Sheridan scores. Horta moves to second. That run is unearned. It's White Sox, 5, Royals, 5. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-3 in the game. White hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fletcher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0-for-3 in the game. Kittle hits a fly ball into right field. Sheridan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Law hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Dibzinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dibzinski is 0-for-3 in the game. Dibzinski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals 5. The Royals will come to bat. Don Slott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slott is 0-for-3 in the game. Slott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dibzinski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pryor hits a fly ball into left field. Kittle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Biancalana is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biancalana is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Biancalana hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Law. Biancalana reaches second base with a double. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dibzinski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Mark Hughesman now pitching. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Biancalana scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Law hits a fly ball into left field. Motley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Fisk hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Slott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals 5. The Royals will come to bat. Pat Sheridan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheridan is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Sheridan takes first base on ball 4. John Way then is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Way then is 0-for-1 in the game. Way then bunts towards first. Squires scoops it up and throws to first, with Fletcher covering, for the out. Sheridan moves to second. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Horta is walked intentionally. Daryl Motley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motley is 2-for-4 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Motley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Law fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Baines hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Baines moves to second. One out. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0-for-1 in the game. Squires takes first base on ball 4. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0-for-4 in the game. Kittle hits a fly ball into left field. Motley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Law hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pryor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals 5. The Royals will come to bat. Ron Reed now pitching. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-4 in the game. White takes first base on ball 4. Don Slott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slott is 0-for-4 in the game. Slott bunts towards first. Squires scoops it up and throws to first, with Fletcher covering, for the out. White moves to second. One out. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dibzinski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae pinch hits for Buddy Biancalana. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dibzinski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals 5. the White Sox will come to bat. Royce Molly pinch hits for Jerry Dibzinski. Bucky Dent now playing shortstop. Royce Molly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley strikes out. One out. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0 for 1 in the game. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pryor fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 2 for 5 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Law hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals 5. The Royals will come to bat. Vance Law now playing second base. Royce Molly now playing third base. Scott Fletcher now playing shortstop. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2 for 5 in the game, with two singles. Wilson strikes out. Fisk drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Wilson out. One out. Pat Sheridan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheridan is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles and two walks. He's got one RBI. Sheridan hits a pop-up towards third. Smalley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Balboni pinch hits for John Way then. Steve Balboni is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Balboni strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Steve Balboni now playing first base. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Fisk hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 4 for 5 in the game, with four singles. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dent scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a pop-up towards the mound. Hughes Mann settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals 5. The Royals will come to bat. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Horta hits a pop-up towards first. Squires settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Daryl Motley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motley is 2 for 5 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Motley hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk. White hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Reed fields it and throws to first for the out. Motley moves to second. Two outs. Don Slott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slott is 0 for 4 in the game. Slott is walked intentionally. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Pryor hits a fly ball into center field. Law settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 14. With the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Squires hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0 for 5 in the game. Kittle strikes out. One out. Vance Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 0 for 5 in the game. He's got one RBI. Law hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Squires. The throw from Slott and he is out, Dent applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 14, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals 5. The Royals will come to bat. Bert Roberge now pitching. Bucky Dent is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dent hits a pop-up towards first. Squires settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2 for 6 in the game, with two singles. Wilson strikes out. Two outs. Pat Sheridan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheridan is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles and two walks. He's got one RBI. Sheridan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 15, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Larry Gura now pitching. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 0 for 1 in the game. Smalley hits a fly ball into right field. Sheridan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Fletcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fletcher is 0 for 2 in the game. Fletcher hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rudy Law is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Law is 2 for 6 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Law hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fletcher moves to second. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 2 for 6 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Fisk hits a fly ball into right field. Sheridan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 4 for 6 in the game, with four singles. Baines hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 15, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals 5. The Royals will come to bat. Steve Balboni is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Balboni is 0 for 1 in the game. Balboni strikes out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1 for 5 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Horta strikes out. Two outs. Daryl Motley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Motley is 3 for 6 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Motley hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Fisk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 16, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pryor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Squires hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Kittle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kittle is 0 for 6 in the game. Kittle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 16, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Royals 5. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 5 in the game. With a walk, White hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Slott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Slott is 0 for 4 in the game. With a walk, Slott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Roberge fields it and throws to first for the out. White moves to second. One out. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roberge spins and fires to second, and White is picked off. Two outs. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 1 for 6 in the game, with a single. Pryor hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 5. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.